it was a case where you leave home thinking you would come back. You're frightened because they were saying it was going to be bad. But you had no idea what bad was.
That's my grandmother, Agatha Collins. She came to New Orleans from Honduras in the 50s. When she left her home the Sunday before the hurricane, she didn't know she'd be living in Atlanta for the next 2 years.
The people in Atlanta, I want to tell you, I thank those people for the help. And they made you feel like you were doing them a favor coming to them and that they were able to help you. That was the beauty part of it.
But a few months after Katrina, she went back to her neighborhood in Gentilly to see what could be salvaged from her one-story home, where the water had reached the ceiling. My grandmother, who's always been very stylish, remembers going into her bedroom with my mother, Lisa, to find that her favorite high-heeled shoe collection had been ruined and covered in mud.
I used to love me Stuart Weitzman shoes. And Lisa lined them up all on the floor, and she said, "Mommy, I'm going to take a picture, and I'm going to send you these shoes to Mr. Weitzman. Maybe he'll send you just one pair back." But that's how you have to console yourself. You're doing this, you know it's gone, and nothing you can do about it.
But some of the memories are too hard to laugh through. My grandmother tells me about the family Bible that was also ruined. The pages were falling out, but she brought it to Atlanta and tried to salvage what she could.
You know, I think it's more painful talking about it than it actually was seeing it.
It's healing, my mom. Very healing.
This is something I don't think I would dislike anybody in life that I would say, I hope you go through this. And for some of the people that you're seeing now who are still struggling, you realize we were blessed. It was only things.
My grandmother is back in her house now, but rebuilding it was a long process, spearheaded by my oldest aunt, Clarissa Evans. She stayed with friends in Slidell, Louisiana, and traveled back and forth every day to New Orleans, where she also looked after the construction of her own house.
There were days that I just sat in this empty house on a bucket, just to be here. But I think the healing was being able to salvage some of my items, and it kind of just gave me a reason to keep moving forward.
She says she always knew she was returning home.
Just was never a question. I wanted my home. I wanted to return back to my life.
It was 9 months before my aunt found a contractor to begin working on her home, but eventually it was rebuilt. The same can't be said for the rest of the city. 10 years later, some places look like Katrina just happened. There are many abandoned homes in various states of disrepair. Some still have that eerie X mark on the front that was used by rescue teams. On an early morning, my uncle, Marcus Wheeler, takes me on a tour of the Ninth Ward, one of the hardest hit by Katrina.
There you go, right there.
Almost immediately, we come upon a house where the roof has partially collapsed onto the porch, and yellow caution tape surrounds the entire property.
Yeah, this is 10 years later, and you still got stuff still like that. Instead of the owner or the city or whoever letting someone buy the house and renovate it, they just let it decay. I mean, that house could have been redone, but it just collapsed. It's a lot of them like that.
We spend nearly 2 hours looking at one abandoned house after another, empty lots overgrown with weeds and garbage. And in the whole neighborhood, we never see any children outside playing. Along the way, we meet Randolph Thomas.
Yeah, you're done.
So this is your store?
Right.
He's the only African-American owner of a convenience store in the area and came back to rebuild just 2 months after the hurricane. He chats with my uncle for several minutes, but when I approach him with my microphone, he becomes quiet. When we're back in the car, my Uncle Marcus tells me why.
They're like little fish in a bowl with people riding around, because I know they're getting so many people riding around now during this 10-year anniversary, looking at the way they look at every day, how they feel about it. I feel bad for them, so I imagine how they feel. Y'all looking at us, but nobody really doing anything. Y'all come taking your pictures and talking about it. Everybody, we're on the news this week. When the anniversary's over, we won't see you all till y'all come back on the 15th, 20th anniversary. But the city and the governor's not doing anything, period.
He also tells me that Thomas is upset about the Lower Ninth Ward that was predominantly African American and hasn't recovered in the last decade as much as the area just 2 miles down called St. Bernard Parish.
But they're the whites, and they recovered, okay? They went the same devastation, at the same wall, the same level, but they're not living the same way. Their community don't look like this, okay? So how you can jump over and repair that and miss this? Because if you're riding the bus or whatever way you're coming from New Orleans, you got to pass here to get there.
So we drive the 2 miles from the Lower Ninth Ward to St. Bernard Parish. And it's pretty idyllic. There are hardly any abandoned homes, the lawns are manicured, children are outside playing, and there's a park that's been built. There we meet Edward McDonald, who's feeding ducks in the park when we drive by. He's lived in the area nearly all his life. He says it took his family 3 years to rebuild their home, but that they got a lot of assistance from FEMA.
FEMA did most of the stuff. I would assume they did. Pretty much, you know, showed a lot of FEMA money came here.
He says only 50% of his neighbors returned here, and a lot of the properties have been bought by people not originally from the area.
It's not the same, and right now we're going to sell a house.
The many changes in the city since Katrina are something all of its residents talk about, a lot, from slow rebuilding to corrupt politicians. But ask my aunt, Jacqueline Belfield, and she'll say things aren't perfect, but they have gotten better.
New Orleans is back. I mean, from the 10 years from what it was, it has definitely grown leaps and bounds. But I do think our politicians have to do better than they're doing. I love my city. I'm not going anywhere.
But despite the challenges, the hipsters moving in, rising home prices, and crime, all of my relatives say they've been here and will stay for the long haul. Candace Wheeler, WABE News, in New Orleans.